Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radio comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Now.
Connected to
Norway.
Indeed, this is World College Radio Day, and you are listening to Radio Nova. We are the student radio channel in Oslo, Norway. And today, you are listening to me, Robin Froyen, editor-in-chief of Radio Nova. And with me, I have my sidekick, Sander.
Yes, my name is Sander, and I am a sort of editor of a program here at Radio Nova.
Right. And with us today, we also have the company of our trusty technician, Chris.
Hello, I'm Chris and I'm a technician.
So this is our first time ever doing something for World College Radio Day. But I do think that Radio Nova has participated a couple years prior. Have any of you heard of World College Radio Day?
See, that's very interesting because you brought it up in like a meeting and you were just like, oh, yeah, there's this super cool thing called World College Radio Day. And I was like, wow, I've always thought that is something that we should have. And then it turns out we have it, which is awesome, really.
Yeah.
I had never heard about it, like ever. So I was really pleasantly surprised to be a part of it and that it just exists, you know. Because it's we're so busy with listening to each other and living in our own tiny bubble and being able to expand our horizons and listening to other college radios is a great opportunity.
I think it's a really important day for college radios in general because most of us don't get a lot of plays, and this is a great way for us to boost ourselves throughout the entire world, really.
Yes, because that's also the kind of the point of World College Radio Day, as far as I've understood it right, is that not only are we as student radio producers listening to other student radios across the world, but we also encourage everyone around us, whether it's your mum, it's your brother, it's your best friend, or it's just another student at your university, but we want to encourage everyone to listen to the student radio channel this Friday. I think that we should just go on through with the program. We're going to talk a bit about Radio Nova. We're going to talk a bit about our experiences and why we started doing student radio. And we're going to learn a bit about Nova history as well. But first of all, we're going to listen to a lot of beautiful music, both Norwegian and otherwise. We are starting up with the Norwegian Kaspara with the song Tilfeldig.
Mange stresser med å finne kjærligheten i sitt liv kan gjøre det destruktiv. For vet jo aldri hva fremtiden vil bringe når den møter deg. Så hvorfor bekymre seg? Helt nytteløst å styre livet ditt du fikk som terningene i et spill. Bare tenk på alle små og store valg vi tok på hver vår vei som ledet meg til deg. Tenk så tilfeldig vi var på samme sted. Jeg tenkte helt tilfeldig at meg ville du kle. Tenk så tilfeldig alt ble som det ble.
Is World College Radio Day.
Today is World College Radio Day. You are listening to Radio Nova in Oslo, Norway, and you just heard the song Tilfeldig, or Random, by Kaspara.
Lyssna istället till Radio Nova.
Indeed, you should be listening to Radio Nova, or you might even be listening to an international college radio marathon today. Either way, we're happy to have you with us. My name is Robin, and I have with me...
Sander.
And...
Chris.
Yeah, and I'm curious to hear. I'll ask you first, Sander.
Right.
How did you get into student radio, of all things?
So, this is a bit of an awkward... theme, I guess. It's a bit of an awkward answer, but I was literally stood on the loo or sat on the loo. I can't remember. I was trying to escape working, and I just got like, I just passed over the application and I went in, and I thought it sounded really cool. Like, radio is the future in some way, I guess. Like, it's one of the few mediums you can actually use while doing other stuff. So I figured, well, yeah, I reckon radio would be super cool to do. So I applied. Then I got called in for an interview, and then I... obviously sitting right here right now. Yeah,
how many years ago was that? Was it years ago, or is it just months? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for it feels a lot shorter, but I've been here for a year and a half now.
That's not too shabby,
I guess. I mean, I'm probably the one that's been here the shortest out of the three of us in the studio, but still, I wouldn't say I'm new. I've done this for a while now, I guess.
And you have become the editor-in-chief of your show.
I have, yeah.
So, we do have... I don't know if you're the one who's been there the shortest, because, Chris, how long have you been part of Radio Nova?
Well, I started in August last...
last year?
Yeah.
So that's a year of radio?
Yeah, it's a year of radio. Well, then, obviously, COVID happened, so I haven't been doing too much radio. Because as a technician, I'm not really, I haven't been prioritized as, essential for the making of radio here, because we do have editors and journalists who do their own radio technique. So, no, I haven't really been here since March.
That being said, though, we did have a kind of production stop between March and...
End of May or something like that, I guess.
We were officially back in business September 7th. Yeah. This fall semester. So you're probably not the only one who's been missing out on the radio experience due to COVID. But luckily, we're back in business. But why radio, Chris?
Well, it was a social thing for me. I had friends who were a part of Radio Nova, and I realized that I had been a student for, I think, 5 years. And I had never been a part of a student association, an organization. So I saw that a lot of my friends were having a blast at Radio Nova, and I really wanted to be a part of that. And also I'm doing my master's in IT, so I wanted to get a better you know, view of the technical stuff when relating to both software and hardware, just getting, you know, a more overall view of technique as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're studying IT, whereas you, Sander, when you started at Radio Nova, were you studying...
I was studying media, I was, but yeah. Then a switch happened and I went on to studying kind of teaching.
Yeah.
But still, there's really a lot that is in common in the way of speaking to people, really, which is quite useful, actually.
Yeah, because... it's funny that you also started studying to become a teacher, because that's my education as well, is that I am educated to be a teacher in Norwegian and English. Me too started out in Radio Nova quite late on in my kind of student life, I suppose, because I didn't start until I had been studying already for, I think, 6 years. I joined Radio Nova in 2018, so it's 2 years ago now. And I was just starting my master's. So I did really start at a time where I didn't really have that much spare time. But I ended up spending way too much time doing radio. I could have used more time writing my master's, but it went well. I survived. I'm here to tell the tale.
I can relate to that because I was supposed to write my master thesis about digitalization in schools, because I also started out to become a teacher. So we're a gang of almost teachers and actually one teacher right now. But I decided to write my master thesis about Nova instead. So just made Nova my life, basically.
I think that happens to a lot of us who get into student radio. Is that it's slowly taking over, but it's a good takeover. It feels good. It
feels right.
Especially here at Radio Nova, not talking about other stations because we don't have experience from other stations. But with us, it feels a lot like a good community where it's easy to let the hours run doing radio. But now we're going to listen to another song. The last song we heard was Norwegian and in Norwegian. This song is by the Norwegian and Sri Lankan band Ni Grader Nord, or 9 Degrees North. And the song is called Sini. Sini podada and the tieni tandagi adu kudichittu sirichittu vechittu vandene konjam potalum enna kura adu kurachalum munvalka marade ini pin sandosam adu purathil illiyada purappa saapitta manadu ka tension da sini podada valka vendam inda urapala unvalka marade.
எங்கோ போனேனே படிச்ச கிழிச்சேன் ஒன்று மடையவில்லையே இரவு பகலாய் உள்ளத்தேன் சளித்தேனே
are hearing the final notes of the song Sini by Norwegian and Sri Lankan band Ni Grader Nord.
Tema on Limu Radio.
We're a brave new radio.
Este er Radio Autonomous.
Burası İstanbul Teknik Üniversitesi Radyosu.
Dette Radio Nova.
This is University Radio York.
Ito ang GZUP 1602.
Kasalika sa pakikinig ng World College Radio Day Marathon.
Yes, you are listening to the World College Radio Day Marathon. You are listening to Radio Nova in Oslo, Norway. So, I'm curious to hear about some of your experiences, Chris and Sandra, with working in radio. We've talked a bit about why we started out. I also want to admit one thing there, is that I started out because it sounded interesting and all of that, but also one of my big idols from a TV show did student radio, I think, in the third season. And it was because Veronica Mars did it. And I thought she was so cool. And it looked really suave and cool. And she was so, like, she was a private eye. And she was so cold and stony and badass. And I was like, yep, I wanna do that too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But have I had a badass experiences? I don't know. What about you guys? Sandra, have you ever any...
See, I was inspired by the classical Disney Channel film Radio Rebel, which was kind of why I ended up doing student radio, like, even to start off, like, it sounded awesome from just, like, hijacking the air and just doing stuff. Obviously, we're not really hijacking the air anymore, I guess, but... In any ways, like, student radio is, it's such a thing, really. Like,
it's
so hard to explain how much it means and how much it, like, how much it has to do in your life. Like, I was sat in my room just chucking pieces of paper at the wall and seeing how far they could bounce off. And then suddenly I had this whole social life and struggling to even find time to do everything else I want to do because I just end up spending so much time here because I love it so much.
Did you expect to be spending so much time here, or did you expect it to be more like just a side hustle, I guess?
Yeah, I reckon it started off as a side hustle, and then it wasn't until, like, I've spent a half a year here or something where someone went, you literally live in here, like, like, where's your bed, where do you sleep? And I was like, well, I do guess I'm here a bit. I wouldn't say a lot, but
just
a bit. Yeah,
slowly so takes over your life.
It does. But in a good way. It's not like in a bad way taking over your life. It's like in a really good way. You feel like you have a second home, really, if anything.
That's very nice. How about you, Chris? You're the freshest meat in here.
Yeah, well, as for me, I started because of friends. But over the last year, it has really become, you know, my own thing. And I made it to be my own thing. And I had my own, like, made a lot of friends. I get to experience so many things that I would never want to be without. So I'm really happy that I've been able to, you know, just go out and make a radio on the street, doing crazy stuff and just having a blast with a lot of great people and really getting to know the radio as a field.
Yeah, I agree a lot with that because I think we are currently living in a time where the radio, as we know it and as we have been brought up to kind of get to know the box standing in the kitchen or in the living room blasting live radio, is very much a thing that has kind of moved on to perhaps more of a podcast space or live streams and Twitch streams and things such as that. Or if you are... say you are doing a road trip, many people will choose to connect to Spotify instead of listening to live radio, which is in some ways a shame, but in other ways it's a natural way of history to just move along. But becoming a part of a student radio channel, I feel like I kind of got to step back into the good old classical way of doing radio, where the live medium is back in focus, where it's we have to kind of take things as they come along, and if something changes underway, then we just have to adapt and figure out ways to solve them. And that's really quite cool, and I think perhaps more people could use that kind of experience as well.
And really, it is something different to not be able to say, all right, that went wrong, let's let's cut it and do another take. But you actually just have to just go with it, because the world is listening, kind of, to say, like, you can't just say, I'll do another take. You'll just have to sort of try and get through it, I guess, in many ways.
And I mean, it's a good way to kind of prepare for real life after being a student as well, like, especially for us being in one way or another having stopped by the teaching field. You can't really stand in front of a class of 13-year-olds and be like, oh, sorry, I did that wrong. Can we start over, please? So, and the same goes for any kind of business, I guess. When you're a real adult, then you can't do that. So
really, I think we've just gotten used to kind of living in a world where you're able to just say, stop, let's do another take. Like,
yeah,
this Instagram picture didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I'll just take another picture. Now we kind of get the experience to learn how to just go with it, really.
You can't really face tune radio, can you?
No, you can't. And you really learn how to be okay with making mistakes, because we all do. And you just have to pull through it, really. It's the way you take it that's really important, I guess.
And it's a good way to learn, I think, by doing some mistakes and learning that mistakes are okay too.
Yeah, and I think that's really great for other aspects of life as well. It's a really good experience to just have, to be okay with that, to learn that it's all right.
Yeah. We're going to talk a bit more about radio, and we're going to learn a bit more about Radio Nova, our channel in Oslo, where we're sitting right now. But first, we're going to get some guest music from Finland. We're going to listen to Nicolas' song, Ola Kume. Onko Hannes oikeassa paikassa? Näillä on kutsit ja kultaa kaulassa. Ja mulla on reikä mun sukas. Nää kun tanssit yksin ulkona. Ja ne kattoo sua kun hullua. Ja sä et ees huomaa. Sä et oo niin kuin noi muut. Et mieti mistä mä tuun. Kun naurat naurus tarttuu. Otat mua kädestä kiinni. Ja sanot nyt lähettiin. Et jää laskee askeliin. Jonkun pitäis mennä uimaan vaatteet. Jonkun pitäis laittaa juhlat käyntiin tää. Kuka muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me. Ihan sama mis mä oon kun oon sunkaan. Ihan sama jos ne toiset tuijottaa. Me haluis olla kuin me, olla kuin me, olla kuin me. Ei oo luvallista kyllä käydä katon harjalla kävelyllä. Katotaan tähtiä meren päällä, meillä on hyvä täällä. Haluun et kerrot susta kaiken. Polvessa arpi, mistä sait sen. Puhutaan niin et naamiaiset vaihtuu aamiaiseks. Sä et oo niin kuin noi muut. Et mieti mistä mä tuun. Kun naurat naurus tarttuu. Otat mua kädestä kiinni. Ja sanot nyt lähettiin. Et jää laskee askeliin. Jonkun pitäis mennä uimaan vaatteet päällä. Jonkun pitäis laittaa juhlat käyntiin tää. Kuka muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me. Ihan sama mis mä oon kun oon sunkaan. Ihan sama jos ne toiset tuijottaa. Me haluis olla kuin me, olla kuin me, olla kuin me. Kenen juhlat nää oli ees täällä? Tytöt kattoo mitä tol on ees päällä. Sama kai se, en mä kysele jää. Ollaan tässä hetkessä, eletään tänään. Huominen ei saa ikin meitki. Elokuus yöt on hikisempi. Ei tullu messii, bikineit niin näin mentiin. Jonkun pitäis mennä uimaan vaatteet päällä. Jonkun pitäis laittaa juhlat käyntiin tää. Kuka muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me, muukaan kuin me. Ihan sama mis mä oon kun oon sunkaan. Ihan sama jos ne toiset tuijat. Hola Kume was the song sung by Nicolas.
Siden 1982 har Radio Nova gitt deg favorittmusikken din, før du visste at du likte den.
Today is World College Radio Day and you are currently listening to Radio Nova in Oslo, Norway. Some radio stations are quite young, whereas some are quite old. Radio Nova was founded in March 1982, making our station almost 40 years old. Our back history is quite interesting. And to tell you more about our history, here you have Sondre Hølås.
In Norway, the National Broadcasting Company had a monopoly until the early 80s. Nobody else was allowed to broadcast radio. In some parts of the country, you could listen to Swedish broadcasts, but not everywhere, and the signals were always fuzzy anyways. There were really no other options besides NRK if you wanted to listen to the radio. In Oslo, a group of students had been active in the amateur radio scene, mainly constructing antennas and base stations and frequencies and stuff like that. You know, the technical part of it. This had been going on since the 50s. But occasionally, late at night, when the public broadcaster had closed for the night, they switched their frequencies to the FM band. And you could tune in to hear amateur student radio. This went on every so often, especially during student festivals, and always after the other broadcasts had ended. The foundations of Radio Nova was built in pirate radio, inspired by the British stations Radio Caroline, Radio Nordsee, and Radio London. Boats anchored in the North Sea, broadcasting from international waters where no government could stop their broadcasts. We transmitted when the government wasn't listening. But then the government changed the rules, allowing others to apply for a broadcast license. And on March 16th, 1982, Radio Nova was born as the second local radio in Norway. A Christian guy had squeezed in before us, transmitting about 2 hours a week, and he was the first. In the late 80s, the Norwegian government decided to boycott the South African apartheid government. Norway was begun shipping, and during the apartheid regime, had shipped most of the oil used in South Africa. The economic boycotts had officially stopped the shipments, but rumors started spreading that there were Norwegian container ships breaking the boycott and still making shipments to South Africa. Erling Fossen, a journalist in Skumma Kultur, Radio Nova's leading culture program, heard about these rumors and somehow got the satellite phone number of the captain on one of these ships. He rang up the captain live on air and tried to find out where the cargo was headed. I have a container on the ship and I need it right now. I will fly anywhere in the world to get it. After a while, the captain told the truth. We're on our way to Cape Town. Live on air, a Norwegian ship transporting things to South Africa despite of boycotts was exposed on Radio Nova.
Thank you to Sondre Hølås for these interesting tidbits about Radio Novan history. Now we're going to listen to some more Norwegian music, but this music is also Sami. It is the song Adja by Resirkulert. Hey, oh, oh, oh, la, oh, oh, la, la, la, la. Radio Nova is giving you Norwegian culture as well as Sami culture. Here you heard the song Aja by the band Resirkulert.
World College Radio Day.
World College Radio Day.
Bonjour, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
State ascoltando il World College Radio Day.
This is World College Radio Day.
What? Radio Nova.
Yes, Radio Nova. You are listening to Radio Nova. This is World College Radio Day, October 2nd, 2020. And we just heard some information about Radio Nova's history. And I'm curious to hear with my two friends in the studio, Chris and Sander. What's typical Radio Nova for you? Chris, if you start.
Well, for me, well, the first thing I think of is just having a blast with friends, basically. That's being social, being out there, getting out of bed, having something else to think about than your studies, than your stress, than your, you know, buses that don't go anymore, buses that aren't supposed to be used anymore. You can just hang out, chill out and, you know, learn a lot, but, you know, just doing it for fun. And I kind of like that. You do a lot of research, you learn a lot of stuff, but it's not, you don't feel like you have to do it. You do it because you want to.
That's nice. Can I be a bit more pessimistic?
Do it.
Can I say that it's very typical Radio Nova if something breaks?
Or goes wrong in general,
or
I guess.
Or goes wrong in general. Not to say that we don't have great equipment, which we do, because we do get a lot of, we buy it. Equipment when we have to, but we also get a lot of used equipment from other radio stations in Norway. And as it just so happens, every now and again, when something's used every day, day in, day out, something might break. And when something breaks, well, then we just have to figure out a way to fix it.
Or even just stuff that you don't really think would happen anywhere else. Like I was going in for a broadcast once and I tripped in a cable and the entire studio shut down. And we had to spend a proper 40 minutes just getting everything back up again.
No. That's my biggest nightmare.
Which would probably never happen anywhere else, because you wouldn't have a cable you're able to trip and fall from and pull out the battery and everything. But it happened. And
I mean,
you know,
it is a student radio after all.
It is after all, isn't it?
I also, my greatest fear is luckily not tripping in a cable, but my greatest fear is taking the air when you're not supposed to take the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, we have a kind of fallback system at Radio Nova, which, if I am to understand our head technician right, then she kind of controls it and makes sure we don't do it. But it is also partly because we have done it previously.
We have, yeah.
So we have had things on air that were just supposed to be recorded.
Yeah, and I do have a very scary button right in front of me here. So if I push that button and I push the next button, suddenly we're off air. So like, we're on air. So it's really, and that happened one time when I was cleaning the screen.
Oh,
no. That was not good. It was not good.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah.
But then also, I think really what's important about Radio Nova is the identity of the thing. Because Radio Nova has been, like, we've been here, as we heard previously, since 1982. We were one of the, like, first really local-based radios in Oslo and Norway as a general. And that means we've had a lot of running time to be different and to be sort of innovative and do stuff that other people don't do and really succeed with it.
Indeed we are. We do pride ourselves a lot on being a different kind of radio. And being a student radio as well, we don't have to always strive for the professional approach. We can play around with stuff. We can try out new things.
You can try out something. And if it doesn't work, it isn't the end of the show. Like,
exactly.
You can come back next week and try something else and it will work perfectly. Like, You can actually try and fail, and that's really good.
That's so much fun. On the Thursday, the 24th of September, we actually did a broadcasting from my home. So we brought a lot of gear to my my living room, and then we sent live radio from my living room, which was amazing. It was so much fun. And it's really good now that we might not be able to use the studios as much as before. There's a lot of restrictions due to COVID and all of that. But, you know, just being able to do radio elsewhere and just bringing the radio with you is a great opportunity to just explore.
And you explore that directly on air. I was listening to that show and it went great, but also trying something new for the first time on air is not necessarily something you can try anywhere else, but student radio kind of gives you that playroom.
But also, at least for me, doing like a news-based program, just knowing that even though we are a tiny student radio, people want to talk to us.
Yeah.
We have like experts and stuff coming in and they're just like, obviously we want to go in and talk with Radio Nova because you connect with the students, right? You connect with the future some sort of way, like experts, editors, like anything, will just go, of course I want to be there.
And I think that's important too with the fact that we've been around since 1982, is that a lot of people who have now grown into being experts or professors or what have you might have crossed by Radio Nova's paths previously. When I told my aunt, who is, I think she's around 50, that I was doing Radio Nova, she was stoked. She was a technician when she was a student back in the 80s. So it's fun to see and fun to know that there is history to be had and a lot of people who respect Radio Nova and student radio in general.
Really, yeah.
We have talked a bit about how student radio brings students closer together and how it possibly can unite nations. But one aspect that we haven't talked about is how student radio can bring you closer to friends and family. One person who have decided to look deeper into this is Sigrid Solheim Haugen, who's made a piece for us about radio and family.
Hi, my name is Sigrid. In the past year, I've broadcasted the morning show Frukost, or Breakfast in English, on Oslo's college radio station Radio Nova every week. I love it, and like most other college radio members, I'm very grateful for all the friends opportunities it's given me. But recently, I've started realizing another consequence of my amateur radio career, an effect I had not anticipated. This all started when my grandma Snapchatted me. She recently got Snapchat and it's now her main communication platform. She texted, "I listened to you on the radio on Tuesday," where I responded, "That's nice, what did you think?" "Okay, period. I think you did good. Your voice use, excellent. Some jiggling, but I guess that fits a youth radio station." And then she sent me a bitmoji of the two of us, giving a thumbs up. This lovely feedback made me wonder how being on the radio affects my relationship with my family, as I assume they're the people that listens to me the most. I asked around on Radio Nova, and it seems I'm not alone. Out of the people you know, who do you think listens to your radio broadcasts the most?
My mom, definitely. No way I've come in without. It's my mother.
Oh, my grandma.
Probably my father.
Do you think your relationship with your grandma is closer because she listens to you on the radio?
I think she thinks that I'm more important than I really am, that I know stuff that I don't know, and that's fine. Yeah, I think we're closer now. I speak more to her than before, perhaps.
Not everyone agrees, though. Do you think your relationship with your father is closer because he listens to you on the radio?
No.
I called up my parents to ask them what they thought.
Hello.
Hei du.
Hey, går det bra?
Hei. Det går veldig bra.
Are you comfortable with taking this in English?
Yes. Okay. I'm not too comfortable, you know. But we could go on.
I think you're doing great. How often do you listen to me on the radio?
I try to listen to Radio Nova every week, every morning, and you're on. It's quite good quality, yeah. Our local radio station in Trondheim, it's much worse when it's coming to talk.
Okay, it's nice to hear. How do you think listening to me on Radio Nova affects our relationship?
I think it's somehow getting us closer, because you a lot of your talking in the radio is about what you are engaged in. Nice for me to know that you are enjoying this so much, and as a listener and as a father, I can hear that.
The best part about your parents not having high expectations for you is that they get impressed when you get up in the morning.
I know where you are when I listen to you on the radio. I know, oh, she's in the studio. That's good. She got up this morning.
Thank you. Sometimes I say things on air that maybe my parents wouldn't need to hear. Like the time I won a quiz on finding out which one of the sounds we heard were orgasms and which were other sounds. And I yelled in triumph, "I'm the queen of orgasm sounds." Where my dad then texted me, "Good one, Sigrid." But as he said himself,
If it's a story you could tell on radio, I think I can manage.
Since I do not call that often, does it help that I'm on the radio?
Yeah, it does. That's very nice.
I then called my grandma.
Hallo, hallo.
Grandma didn't want to talk English.
Det virker som et friskt program.
But she told me our radio show was, quote, fresh, and that she listened as often as she could.
For eksempel, en ting som jeg tenkte på en dag jeg hørte på dere, så tenkte jeg.
She also thinks that we could work on getting college radio more suited for older people. For example, by talking more about recipes and food. This again reminded her about a story from when she went to visit her aunt Molly when she was young.
Tante Molly I Sandefjord.
Where the moral was to make sure I ate enough.
Ja, det tror jeg bare positivt.
Grandma concludes by saying that she talks to me more and thinks about me more now that she tunes in to listen. I think my conclusion would have to be that joining a college radio station is not only for those who likes talking, drinking beer and having fun. It's also the perfect spot for the ones who feel bad for not calling or keeping in touch with their families enough. This way, it's now their responsibility to listen to you. But I warn you, they might hear things they're not supposed to hear. Good luck! Sincerely, Sigrid, Queen of Orgasm Sounds. Oh, hi Dad!
Thank you to Sigrid Solheim Haugen, who has made this piece about how student radio has not only united her with new friends, but also united her with family.
This is World College Radio Day.
This is World College Radio Day, and you are listening to Radio Nova in Oslo, Norway. Today's theme for World College Radio Day is Global Solidarity Rocks. And in some way, it might be needless to say that solidarity rocks, because I think we all might agree that solidarity is indeed a good thing. But I think, as far as radio goes, it's interesting to see how our interest of radio and love for music kind of transgresses, is that the word? Our cultures and histories and differences and languages. And we can kind of unite around our very curious and quite, like, unique interest for this, to some perhaps even dying medium, but to us a very much alive medium. But I also realised, because I was abroad for 6 months in Brighton, UK, and I know they are participating in this year's World College Radio Day, but I wasn't aware that they had a radio station when I was there. But Chris, you've been in Scotland as well, haven't you?
Yes, I was in 2016. And I didn't know that they had student radio either. I don't even know if they do have student radio. But I wasn't even a part of the student radio at that point. But no, I haven't really gotten the impression that student radio was a big deal elsewhere. I knew that it was a big deal here in Oslo, but that might be because I had friends who were a part of it. But I know that it's big here. I know it's big in Bergen. I know it's big in somewhat big in Trondheim.
Yeah.
So it's at least in Norway. It's a quite big deal nationally.
But I reckon, really, what is World College Radio Day other than a chance for us to not only know about each other, but to know where each other are placed and to cooperate, really. Because we're all cooperating in this, like, huge marathon. And what is to stop us from cooperating in the future after this?
I think that's a very, very good point, and that it's a good thing to kind of our participation in World College Radio Day is because World College Radio Day reached out to us. So we didn't even think about it ourselves. So shame on us for not thinking about that. But having been reached out to and having decided to participate, I feel like, at least for me, I've kind of opened up my eyes to the fact that there are, of course, other student radio stations across the world that I have never really listened to. And why shouldn't I? I mean, there has to be a lot of not only interesting shows and discussions and themes, but also amazing music, I reckon, that is passing me by every day that I'm not listening.
Really? I reckon it might be a sort of a cliche to say, but students, we are going to be the future workers, sort of to say.
We are the leaders of tomorrow.
You made what I said sound even more cliche at this point. But really, what is to stop us from cooperating? If we can create this huge international cooperation ship, what is to stop the actual leaders of the world to do it right now?
That's a very valid point as well. And Radio Nova in Oslo, we do have a cooperation with the Student Radio of Bergen, but we also try and do our best to be internationally active. We do have some shows run and hosted by international students. We do have some international shows running in our airtime. And I mean, if you are listening to this marathon right now and you're sitting in a cool country somewhere, or it might even be Sweden for all we care, our neighbours. But if you're sitting listening to this and thinking, oh, maybe I would like my student radio channel to reach out to Radio Nova and cooperate. I mean, go ahead. I think we're open to that.
Definitely, most definitely. I reckon I only speak on behalf of myself and my program. But if you're sat out there, reach out. We're all in sort of the same position. What is to stop us? Why aren't we cooperating more than we're actually doing at this point?
Right. And now we've become really good at using Skype and Skype interviews and conversations on air. So that is definitely something we can do across countries as well.
That's a valid point. I mean, COVID has made us kind of have to explore new ways of doing radio, but that also means that we have explored ways to do distant radio. So why not put it to good use and do it cross the oceans and the continents as well? I think that would be really cool.
Definitely.
Talking about cross continents and oceans, we are now going to listen to a Japanese song by Kyung Ruler called Icon.
Wow. 削らないやつだぜ。
We are nearing the end of our international broadcast today, but I think we've done a good job, don't you think so, guys?
There's only one thing I'm a bit disappointed about that we spoke about before we went into the studio today, and I really wanted us to start off with sort of like a hello world kind of statement, because you know the way the Eurovisions always start with like good evening Europe. We should have gone like good morning world.
And also, I think if I'm not mistaken, we are following Greece, so Greece was just before us, so we could have been hello Greece, this is Norway calling to keep our points like in true Eurovision spirit. For those of you who don't know Eurovision, you can catch the Netflix movie. I think it captures it quite well, actually.
Definitely. Perfectly.
Yeah. And
but I reckon, who's following us? Is it Italy, then?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the ones coming after us in this marathon are Italy.
And I mean, when have you been known to know wrong? You always know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I'm always right every single time.
So there's no problem whatsoever.
And actually, if I'm not mistaken, after Italy follows South Africa. So I'm very curious to hear that.
You're actually going to try to do more predictions now and just, just hope that one of them is correct at some point.
I'm just trying to find my inner psychic and just feel what's next.
Also, we should totally have done like a cover of The Clash and done like Oslo Calling as an own song.
Oh, yes, indeed.
See? That would have been amazing.
That would have been really good.
Next year.
Right. It's happening.
It's happening.
Typing it down into my notebook.
Putting it in the calendar for World College Radio Day 2021. And who knows, maybe it'll be less Corona-centered, but still international and cross-countries either way.
This is an amazing experience.
You think so? I think so too.
I do so. And really, if you're out there, listen to more student radio.
Listen to more student radio.
And not only today, but tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And the day after. And the day after. And the day after.
Every day.
I would like to find some radios from Scotland, for example.
Yeah.
Since I live there. And I've tried to find Scottish podcasts, but I haven't found anything that, I find interesting. So maybe student radio is the way to go.
I definitely is the way to go.
Yeah, I think we can
better
conclude
than
with that.
Anything else?
Definitely.
I think that is indeed a good way to conclude today's broadcast. In the studio, you've heard me, Robin Froyen. Our technician has been
Chris Kløv-Andersen.
And my trusty sidekick has been
Sander Zakaria. I went with a Norwegian pronunciation.
Sander. Our reporters have been Sondre Hølås and Sigrid Solheim Haugen. And this has been Radio Nova for World College Radio Day.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova.
På
DAB og nettradio.
På radionova.no.
Jeg har egentlig sagt det, men jeg kan si det en gang til.
Radio Nova.